This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here, for joining us for another hour of Auto World. This is the hour which we are joined each and every week at this very same time on this very same station by Dan Watson. Also, we have loads of listeners online at GCNLive.com, so we welcome you. And Dan is our certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years worth of experience. He also is one of the largest AMSOIL distributors in all of North America. And we're going to talk about a gamut of things. And why don't we welcome Dan into the mix here and see what's on his mind. Dan Watson from thelubepage.com. Are you with us, my friend?
I am here, ready to go.
Oh, fantastic. Well, before we get to the questions, and we've got a bunch of questions stacked up, is there anything that you'd like to kind of kick the show off and discuss?
Yeah, just a topic. I've had some questions and some misunderstanding of people about what we call bypass filtration. And for some people, this will be boring because they know what I'm talking about. For others, it may be something new. So I'll try to keep it to the point and short and brief. But on the engine on any type of automobile or truck, you have an install filter. Now, that's going to be the OEM, or original equipment manufacturer's filter, that is installed on the vehicle, and it's going to take the discharge of the oil pump through that filter and make sure it's good and clean, the oil coming out the other side, and run it out to service the engine for all the lubrication needs of the engine. Excuse me. What happens in bypass filtration is you have a need for greater filtration on the engine. So there's a couple ways to do it, but primarily what you have is a very, very highly efficient super filter that you put on the engine in what's called a parasitic mode. In other words, this filter will take some of the oil flow from the pump by design, not more than 10%, and it's going to pipe that over to this special filter, run it through the filter, and bring it back and dump it into the oil sump. Now, that clearly means that all the oil that goes through the bypass filter does not go through the engine. That's why it's called a parasitic filter, because it takes some of the flow of the oil and takes it to this high-dense filter and brings it back. Now, the reason that these filters are installed, and they're on most every over-the-road heavy-duty truck that you see go past you on one of these interstate highways, has a bypass filter. That's because diesel engines tend to run with more soot in the oil, and only a filter that is in a parasitic alignment can actually remove soot. And here's why. I have to get enough flow off that oil pump through the system to lubricate the bearings and the camshafts and everything that has to be lubricated in that engine. Now, in order to, when you make or design an oil filter, you have to have two things in mind. One, well, actually three things. We'll go, two are really important. One is, I've got to get a certain flow rate through this filter. Mm-hmm. I can't allow the filter to restrict the oil flow so that I don't get sufficient oil flow to whatever I'm trying to lubricate. In this case, the internal parts of a combustion engine. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, I start out with that. I've got to maintain a certain flow. Now, manufacturers of modern vehicles for cars and light trucks like pickups, we have to be able to pump through at least 8 gallons per minute through that filter. It can't if it starts restricting below that, it's below the minimum spec required by the manufacturer. So that, we know that. We got to get 8 gallons per minute through there regardless. So next I say, well, okay, I want this thing to filter down as fine as I can get it. You always want your filter to remove the smallest particles possible. So here's the trade-off. If I make that filter where it'll remove 5 micron particles, I probably won't get a gallon or two through the filter. Not 8 gallons per minute, but I probably won't get 1.5 gallons per minute. So my trade-off is I have to keep making that filter medium, keep adjusting it and adjusting it in its micron removal or the density of it to where I can get that flow rate. Okay, so for a lot of filters in the marketplace, they run around 30 microns. That's their rating, micron rating for filters, for particles to remove. Well, soot particles that make up the soot in a diesel engine usually run around 3 microns, 3 to 5 microns. And so you're not going to trap any of those. They're just going to flow freely through your full flow filter and make their way out the other side. And there will be some that are actually trapped there because of it gets a little more complicated. We manufacture and make oil that have certain chemical additives in them that try to collect these small soot particles, make a little bit larger, if you will, tiny droplet, and that can be picked up by the filter. But it's not very efficient at removing soot. So what you have in these diesel engines is if you don't have a bypass filter that can remove soot, they're going to load up with soot, the oil's going to get thick, and it's going to limit the use of the oil and probably maybe even clog up some critical passages for lubrication. So in diesel engines specifically, bypass filtration is used in order to have some ability to combat soot levels and get them out of the system. So trying to make sure people understand even why you would have these, okay? Now, a good bypass filter should be able to remove soot, so they're not going to be 99% efficient removing soot. If you can have one that'll be removing these particles at the 30 or 40% pass rate coming through, then it's a pretty good bypass filter. And you just want it to be constantly on service, constantly taking that 10% flow. Because if you have a 10-gallon system and you're getting a gallon per minute, which would be 10 minutes, 10%, then every 10 minutes you pump the sump through the filter. So you're getting some good filtration. It just takes time to do it. I thought I heard the music coming on, so I hesitated there for a minute. Anyway, when we're going to a break in just a minute. When we come back from that, sure, I'll just talk a little bit about how, as a person out there with a turbo diesel or even a big truck or anything that's diesel, some of the things you want to look for when you're trying to find a good bypass filter for that application.
Very good. And we encourage listeners, if you've got a question, you can email me, bob@autoworldradio.com, anytime, or you can shoot one off to Dan. It's danwatson@thelubepage.com. And, of course, Mackenzie is running the board at our network headquarters in Minnesota, and you can find Mackenzie on the other end of 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. When we come back from our upcoming break here, we'll continue to talk about some things that are on the mind of Dan Watson. And also, we got to make sure and talk about the preferred customer service discount, because that's something you can't afford to miss out on. And Dan has been very generous in offering this to the Auto World listening audience. So definitely don't be a stranger. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 855-660-4261. A little bit of Doobie Brothers will bring us into the commercial break. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're just cruising along with Dan Rotzer, CEO of thelubepage.com, and he's been telling us about bypass filtration and some of the interesting nuances involved with that. And Dan, anything else that you'd like to add before we move on to promoting the free preferred customer discount?
Well, one thing on these bypass filters, let me just quickly give some insight, if you will, into what you might look for when you're trying to, if you're going to get one of these for your particular vehicle, whatever it happens to be. Number one, you want to look at their at the micron rating, because you wouldn't buy one of these unless you wanted to really get down in size. So I would say you need to find something that's around a 2-micron rating. You'd probably get by with a 3, but 2 or 3-micron rating. If you try to go below that, somebody might be whistling a little bit, because it's really hard to practically get below 2 microns. So let's say, so you're looking for something 2 to 3 micron filtration capability, okay? And it needs to do that at what they call absolute, better than 98%, okay? Then the next thing you've got to be concerned about is the cost of the apparatus and how complicated it is. So make sure you're comparing prices and that what you're buying could be simple enough for you to install, or just a mechanic to take an hour of time or half hour time and install it. And then probably the last thing which you really have to pay attention to is how often do you have to change the filter element in this system. Some of the systems out there have a good 2-micron rating. They're fairly expensive, but then you turn around, they tell you to change the element every 10,000 miles, and it takes up at least 2 quarts of oil, sometimes as much as 3 quarts of oil, to change the element. So you got to be aware of that, because if you're driving an over-the-road truck 100,000 miles a year, and you got to do 10 filter changes, well, if somebody else tells you one that the filter is good for 20, 30,000 miles, obviously you compare the price of the elements, but you've got to do that analysis, okay, to determine how expensive the thing is going to be to run and maintain. So those are the primary things. 2 microns, is the system decently simple, and is it reasonably priced? And then how much does it cost you? How often do you have to change the elements? How much do the elements cost? What's going to be the yearly cost of maintaining the system? And don't forget the makeup oil that you have to add every time that you change those elements. So, enough about bypass filters. By the way, if you want more information, AMSL has a line of those bypass filters. I'd be glad to give you some detailed information. You can check it out at thelubepage.com or send me an email, as always, to danwatson@thelubepage.com, and I'll give you all the specifics that you could ask for.
Perfect. And why don't we talk a little bit for a few minutes about the preferred customer discount?
Yes, if you're interested in a bypass filter, you definitely want to talk to me about the free preferred customer membership, because it's going to save you probably $100 or so off that one item. So the preferred customer program is an easy program. It's direct purchase from AMSOIL. I would be your sponsor. Means that I'm available to you for applications, making orders, doing anything you want. I'm the guy that's your go-to guy. But you're going to order these products, and they're going to be shipped to you anywhere in the United States or Canada, and you're going to get free shipping if it's a $100 order or more, and I'll pay your 6-month membership for a free trial membership to give it a try. I'm so confident that you'll find the products are great, the savings are great, there's just nothing, no down point to this program, the preferred customer program. So, hey, check it out. Go to thelubepage.com. You can contact me there. You can call me at 800-370-2986. You can email me, my name, danwatson@thelubepage.com. So, we got some questions, Bob.
We sure do. And the first one is from a gentleman in New York. It's Bob in New York. And he writes, "My Toyota requires synthetic engine oil. Why is there so much difference in pricing for synthetics? Are they all the same, just some overpriced?" Very good question.
It is a good question, because as we've talked about on this show before, no, these synthetics are not all the same, and unfortunately, there's a whole bunch of them out there that, for all practical purposes, just qualify as glorified petroleum. And it's unfortunate that that's the state of affairs. Now, if you want to get some details on that statement, go to the Lube page and click on the blog and read the article about faux pas synthetic oil. And it'll give you some details of why I say that there are a number out there who simply are making products which should not be called synthetic. Are they doing something illegal? Unfortunately, no. They're getting away with it because of some ridiculous decision made back in the late 90s about what the definition of synthetic really meant. Some non-technical people without much good sense decided that it should just be a marketing term. Well, you can't really say that. That's like saying that a radial tire is just a marketing term, and you can make a bias ply tire and paint radial on the side of it and sell it as a radial. That's just it's a fraud on the American public, the consumer. It's been that way for some time. It's just now there's a lot of companies taking advantage of that fact, and there's a lot of really poor quality synthetic being sold on the marketplace. So you have to do a little due diligence. And I will continue to say on this radio show that you can be guaranteed that you will get high-quality products from AMSOIL Synthetics. I believe you'll get high-quality products from Mobil. I know if you buy Mobil annual change that you'll get a real quality synthetic. And if you buy AMSOIL, you'll get a real quality synthetic. And I used to say that if you bought any of the really reputable companies out there, they wouldn't substitute this stuff. I can't say that anymore, and I won't pick any names or be detrimental to those guys. I will just say that their own data supports that they're using some base stocks that I don't think can be justified as synthetic. So that's the point on that. And when you say it costs too much, one thing to remember, a good synthetic like AMSOIL synthetic oils, we've got our XL range, which goes for 12,000 miles or 1 year, and then the signature premium oil, which goes for 1 year, 25,000 miles. You may think they're overpriced until you figure out that if you go 25,000 miles, and if you were using even 5,000 mile oil changes for whatever you were using before, that'd be five oil changes. That would mean that for a lot of these oils, AMSOIL would have to cost nearly $20 a quart for you to pay as much for AMSOIL as you'd pay for those five oil changes. And that doesn't even include if you start throwing in it, you got to have a filter, maybe you have somebody doing the work for you, which is even more expense. So anyway, that's it for Bob. Thanks for the question,
Very
Bob.
Good. Thank you for the question. We've got Gary in Atlanta and Jerry in El Paso. And we have room for you, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com or Dan Lawson at TheLoopPage.com. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In another day in Washington's impeachment inquiry, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, an Army officer assigned to the National Security Council, and Fiona Hill, the former White House Russian advisor, gave firsthand descriptions of scenes central to the congressional probe. Both officials are among nearly a dozen who have testified behind closed doors so far, and both said that they were not the whistleblower. Trump insisted that he has not been damaged whatsoever.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine. I mean, for the most part, I never even heard of these people. I have no idea who they are. It seems that nobody has any firsthand knowledge.
The impeachment hearings go public starting on Wednesday, with the first to testify being William Taylor, the top Ukrainian diplomat, followed by Ukrainian Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. This is USA Radio News. Thank you for listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
He was with us in the first hour of the program talking new cars. In the second hour of the program, we're joined as usual by our good friend Dan Watson, CEO of thewebpage.com, and we're getting to your questions, and they keep rolling in. Keep them coming. Again, the email is bob@autoworldradio.com, and Dan is Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. The next question we've got here is from Gary in Atlanta. And Gary writes, I heard you say something about upper cylinder lubricant. I've never heard of this. What is it? And is it so important? Why haven't I heard about this before?
Well, he makes a good point. I doubt that many people have ever heard of upper cylinder lubricant.
Right.
If you go back a number of years when gasoline was formulated different, this wouldn't have had quite as much impact because the gasoline did have a fairly high lead content. Lead was the, it had to do with two things. One was with the octane, and the second was that it actually provided some lubricant quality into the oil as an anti-wear type little agent of the lead. But that's gone, and it's gone for good reason, because it's not good to have lead pumped into the environment in any way, because it can cause a lot of, it's a heavy metal that causes nerve damage, so it's a good thing to clean that up. It's gone. But the products we replaced it with don't necessarily provide the kind of lubrication you got at one time. And the other thing is that always in cars there's always been quite a bit of friction associated with the very top ring in the cylinder, because the oil ring doesn't get oil necessarily up where this ring is located. Now, is that a big deal? No, your car going for a long time without upper cylinder lubricant, certainly. But what upper cylinder lubricant can do for you in many cases is might give you a couple miles per gallon better fuel economy. So that's a given, and it's true. Now, a number of people over the last few years have come to me, and they've been using a type of two-cycle oil used in outboard motors and mixing it at about 500 to 1 in their gas tank in order to get better lubrication in the gas, and they all get better fuel economy. Sometimes they get, it depends on the engine, the circumstances, status, so forth. We've had people anywhere as high as 10% better fuel economy doing that. So is it worthwhile? Yeah, it probably is. So there was a time in the Amsoil business that we sold a gasoline performance improver, which was a cleaner, but it was also an upper cylinder lubricant, and it was a maintenance item that you just put in every tank of gas, like 1 ounce per 10 gallons of gas. And it worked well. Well, we had to change that cleaner to an incredibly aggressive cleaner to clean out some of these really tight injector pinholes in these injectors. So when that product was improved to try to do this, it wasn't practical for it to be put in every tank of fuel because it's just too strong a cleaner, too aggressive to do that. So it was recommended to go every 4,000 miles. So the need kept popping up, people wanting something as an upper cylinder lubricant, and they were buying this two-stroke oil from Amsoil, and Amsoil decided, well, that's okay, but why don't we go back to produce something like our previous performance improver that acts as an upper cylinder lubricant and a cleaner. Let it clean the best it can in between those 4,000-mile cleaning efforts with the new improved performance improver. Let it clean the injectors, but let this other keep the cylinder as clean as it can and provide upper cylinder lubricant at the same time. So as I promised someone in the past, and I finally did get it done despite my computer illiteracy, I did post in my blog on thelubepage.com information about upper cylinder lubricant. So I think that's about as much as I can say about it to make sense, and you can go there and learn some additional things about it. And if you have further questions, you can email me or contact me through the website to try to give you some more information. But that's what upper cylinder lubricant's all about.
It's a good question, definitely. And we're open for additional questions, so don't be a stranger, via the telephone at 855-660-4261 or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com or Dan Watson at TheLubePage.com. I got a question from Jerry in El Paso, Texas. And Jerry's got some strong statements to say here.
He's a little bit contrary, I think, contrarian.
Yeah, exactly. You've talked about fake synthetic oils. I can't believe the government would let anyone sell fake synthetic oil. I think that because you are associated with Amsoil, you're just blowing smoke.
Hey.
Hardly.
Okay, folks, we take all the questions. If it's worth answering, it'll get on the air, even if it's, somewhat contrary. So send them in if you got them. I'll answer them. So here's the deal. Why I talk about fake synthetic oil is because, as I have explained before, in a decision made to settle a dispute between Mobil and Castrol back in the late 90s, the National Advertising Division of the Better Business Bureau had the authority to mediate this dispute between these two companies. Mobil had challenged that Castrol was selling oil that was not synthetic and talking about its molecular structure and all this kind of stuff. So, unfortunately, in this case that went before this organization, they were going to depend upon some definitions from the American Petroleum Institute and some other experts that were called in. Well, the American Petroleum Institute, and I emphasize petroleum, because they simply removed the definition of synthetic from their handbook and said it was nothing more than a marketing term. Mobil was flabbergasted and said, you can't do that. If you do that, you will set up a situation where consumers in the future will be defrauded at a scale we've never seen before. But that's what they did. Now, the experts that came in from to support mobile explained that the accepted definition of a synthetic oil was clear. It was synthesizing two lightweight molecules to make a heavyweight lubricating molecule. That was the definition. The definition's been around since ever, 1930s, when they first made any synthetic oil. But an expert from Castrol's side said, well, if we take a product and we modify its structure in any way, then it satisfies it being synthetic. And in the end, the NAD decided that they'd have to accept the fact, since there was no other definition provided for by the governing agency, which would be the American Petroleum Institute, they would have to accept the fact that if an expert chemist said that any way you change this makes it synthetic because it's no longer natural, it must be synthetic. And so Mobil objected the best they could, but they moved on. And so today we have people using that out, that caveat, that synthetic is only a marketing term. And what they're doing is they're making oil out of non-synthetic base stock and calling it synthetic, not just synthetic, but full synthetic, and selling this stuff in the marketplace, because it will take, finally, somebody like Mobil again, to take them not to the NAD, but probably to sue them and take them to an actual court where they'll have real justice rather than this cockamamie stuff that came out of the NAD back in the late 90s. So that's why I say you have to be careful about buying fake synthetic oil. And the proof is there. Go to my website, check the blog, and look for the article on fake synthetic oil, faux pas, I call it, which is fake synthetic oil. Read it. The facts
Absolutely.
Are all there.
Check it out. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Just want to remind you one more time that the show is brought to you by numerous sponsors, including DriveShare by Hagerty. This is something really cool. It's brand new, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. It's free to sign up, and there's no obligation. It's whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the drive, the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters through DriveShare's car sharing platform. Renters find the cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning some extra income or rent. Use the special code AutoWorld to save $50 off your rental. That's capital A, all caps, UTOWORLD. And all you have to do is visit DriveShare.com, browse, choose, and cruise. Sign up for free. Dan Watson is with us, and we're talking about some of the questions that have come in recent times. And interesting, that last gentleman, you and I have talked about the fake synthetic oil and what a problem it is. I mean, the government doesn't seem to be doing anything on it.
No, the government isn't really going to care, because the government in general for this type of stuff lets the oil industry be self-regulated. It's sort of like doctors have the AMA, and they're self-regulated. So the American Petroleum Institute is a big part of this type of regulation. And when they basically took a dive, or whatever you want to call it, blew out of the way to not define synthetic, we've been suffering in this mess ever since. And when you had the guy on from the API and you were interviewing him, and I had a chance to ask him, his big out was, well, we can't get the engineers to agree on what is a good definition of synthetic. Come on. That is ridiculous. Don't ask the engineers. Ask the chemist. Ask the people who actually formulate oil. Don't worry about these guys that are working, these engineers working for these different oil companies and these positions they're in, because they're going to take the direction the companies decide to go, because it's about profit. It's about making money. So go back to the base engineering schools like University of Purdue, who I think they still have a program for an oil engineer, okay, and ask those guys in their chemistry department what they would call a true synthetic, you know? I mean, it's not hard to do, but you get into agendas of who's making money and who's not and who's pulling the strings and so forth, and so eventually, somewhere out here, a group of people will get together and form a class action suit to sue the oil industry on what exactly is synthetic and what are you selling me? You know, but I think that the consumer protection agencies at the state level could take this on and cause some trouble right away if they would. But, hey, we just pay those guys. I don't know what they do up there, you know, in Tallahassee. So.
Very good. I got another question here with a little bit of an edge to it. It's from John in Portland. He writes, you say European cars use different oil than American cars. I'm a mechanic and an engine is an engine. So why would they use different oils? Wow.
Now, he makes a good point, and I would agree with him in this aspect that, gosh, things got pistons, it's got crankshaft, it's got all the same things that we have. Why would it have a different oil? And the only reason it has a different oil, John, is that the American one-shoe-fits-all is not the accepted principle in Europe. In other words, we make an oil, and the API again says, okay, if this oil is an SN-rated oil, it's good for all gasoline engines, and it is retrofitted to anything made from before, it's good for everything. And we make a diesel oil, we say, oh, that's CK4, it's good for everything, it's retro anything, and it fits all diesels. Well, in Europe, they're a little bit more finicky, so they have five levels of oil certification. In other words, they don't have one SN. They've got a whole bunch of different ones, A1, B1, A3, B5, C3, C2, C4, just a whole bunch of ratings. And why do they have that? Because the manufacturers have specified tighter testing to certify that that oil can protect their engine. In America, we don't do a bad job, but what we do is we make some compromises so that one oil can qualify to protect every application. Well, that's really stretching the imagination, if you understand me. You can't really say that. So in Europe, they go ahead and specify, and if a Mercedes-Benz calls out for a synthetic engine oil to protect their vehicle, and they do it at a high level of performance, like it'd be an A3 oil for high performance, then you got to meet some very rigid testing data to qualify for that. And SN, American SN oil won't qualify for that. So that's why I'm saying that the companies in Europe specify what level of protection that Beamer needs or that Mercedes needs or that Peugeot needs. And they know that they got five levels of protection to pick from. So where do you think they're going to go on these high-performance BMWs? To the bottom? No, no, no. They go to the top level of specification, as high quality oil they want you to run because that engine is precision and protected. We don't do that in North America. So in many cases, our SN or SN plus rated engine oils will not meet the European specification for one of these high performance BMWs, Mercedes, or a variety of other ones. Even Volkswagen has its own spec. So in this country, one of our manufacturers, General Motors, has recognized the same problem. That's why they produce a specification called Dextos. Dextos 1 and 2, they may even have Dextos 3 now. And those are higher specifications that the oil has to meet above the SN rating in order for General Motors to say it's satisfactory in their car. So this is a problem, again, with trying to do something which might be fine for marketing, but which is not good for the actual protection and function of the vehicles. And that is that we need to have higher levels of specification in certain cases. And we need to have more than an SN rating. Maybe we need to have SN 1, 2, or 3, or the new rating, which is going to be, I believe, it's either SO or SP, whatever they decided to call the next one. That rating, maybe it has to have, you know, 1, 2, and 3 levels to specify when we're talking about different levels of protection for different applications. Because the one shoe fits all, it has not been the best success. The Europeans don't agree with it. And so when you go down to the quick lube and some guy there puts in, you know, some 5W30 with a SN rating on it, and your car called for a particular 5W40 or 5W30 European oil, it may not even be close. So if you have a European car, check that manual and make sure that you do your homework and get the correct oil for your car. It's in the best interest of your car. So that's the best I can say about that, Bob.
Yeah, well, I think that's a really good response, and I think it's a fair question the way that you answered, because, like you said, an engine is an engine, but there are so many other ingredients in play. Let's talk about grease, and this is from Eddie in Louisiana, listening on WSLA. Is lithium-based grease the best grease?
Okay, I'll try to do the best I can. What time have I got? 2 minutes? 1 minute?
2 minutes.
Two minutes, okay. Here's the deal. Lithium is called a soap or thickener. It's not the lubricant. What do I mean by that? Consider grease to be like a sponge full of oil. The sponge is lithium. The oil is in the sponge. As you contact the sponge, it bleeds out lubricating oil to lubricate whatever is moving against it. That's how it works. So lithium is a soap, it's called in the industry, or a thickener. It has nothing to do, actually, with the lubrication. That's the oil that is put into this. It's thickened up with the lithium, but the oil has to bleed out of the lithium in order to provide the actual anti-wear protection. And so maybe I'll get into this a little deeper in the next show, Bob, because it takes some explaining the differences in what these soaps and thickeners are like.
Yeah, we'll put it at the top of the list for next week.
Okay.
Thank you, Dan. And why don't you give out your 800 number so folks can get that preferred discount?
Yes, call me about that preferred customer membership at 800-370-2986. I'm telling you.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7500. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.